Hello.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Robert.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing, Robin? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client and the National Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask a quick question concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask for coordination. Okay, Robert?
All right, make it quick.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Robert, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
In the construction industry?
Yes, sir. This is you're in the union, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. How many years?
In the bricklayers union?
Yes, sir.
Geez, I don't know. I spent about 40 years in working the trades. I did like 20 in the laborers, 20 in the bricklayers.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Terrazzo mechanical finisher, marble mason, PCC restoration, tile setter, mason hall pro finisher. What is your primary branch of the trade?
Just
stone mason. Bricklayer. Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, a finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or a foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I'm retired.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no? I know you say you're retired, but I have to read a verbatim, so I apologize for that. I need to hear your answer. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, how long have you been retired, if you don't mind me asking? More than a year? In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you're seeing in your local community, but this sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or by the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't know.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or by the same that there were last year? This is union.
Just union? I really wouldn't know.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah. I'll go about the same as that one, I guess.
Do you want me to put that or don't know?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I couldn't
okay.
tell you.
Okay, then that's okay. That's what I put. You don't know. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no? Oh.
Yeah, it should be all union out there if that's what you're asking.
No, I'm asking you if there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community. Yes. Do you believe that there are or no? You get the sense.
There's not enough to do everything. There should be more.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Nope.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, by the same, or more unemployment than now?
I think there's going to be more unemployment.
Thank you. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I'd say about the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concern?
I don't really have a safety concern.
Okay.
What we're talking.
Yes, thank you. And just to know, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. For Richard Fallon, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing, yes or no?
Yes.
Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I haven't worked in 3-4 years.
Okay. Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I have 6 of them. I'm going to read them, and then tell me which one is the top one to the last one. Friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news program. Which one is the top one that you get your news from?
I don't know. You're getting kind of personal here for a union survey. What does it matter where I get my news? I don't know. I end this interview right now. It's taking too much time. You're getting too personal. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Well, I'm getting too personal.